One old master said, to believe what someone else tells you is lazy, risky, and amounts to accepting someone else's belief or knowledge in place of your own knowledge, your own awareness, your own realization. How many of us do that? How many of us just gobble up words and phrases, see, and then vomit them out and take sort of a posture that, I know something now. Look at how I can quote. See, he said, copying the behavior or beliefs of others or reciting or memorizing their knowledge cannot produce significant spiritual growth for you. How many of us make that choice? It's much easier to do that than to sit down and confront your mind. See, a belief system requires faith in the correctness of the beliefs, because correctness is simply assumed. See, actual results are not required. See, isn't that an interesting thing? We don't question. We do this in science also. See, we don't really question. And again, see, if you think in terms of what would a rational, intelligent being think of the way we go about our daily business of living. Would we pollute the water? Would we destroy the vitality of the land? Would we junk up the air? See? We don't need more drones. We don't need more weapons. We don't need more bombs. See, it's what the Dalai Lama said at one point. What we need is understanding and compassion. And that comes from the actualization of practice. A belief system requires faith in the correctness of its belief. Because correctness is simply assumed, actual results are not required. See, correctness cannot be objectively demonstrated. See? And that's the nature of belief. You can't demonstrate it. See? Now, if you can't prove to yourself that this practice works, the Shakyamuni himself said, throw it away. Go do something else. You have to be able to prove to yourself tangible results. See, I can tell you in my 45 years of practice, I have seen the concrete practical changes, the transformation that has taken place within my own life. See, I cannot, because you're sitting alone there in your head. You cannot see what I see trapped in your head. Do you see that? Those of you who are sitting, you are alone there. You're alone in your head. You're looking out here, and your belief system is allowing you to make judgments on what I'm saying. Do you see it? Do you see how your belief system, see, is again shaping you? Then ask yourself, what is your belief system based upon? See, is it based upon tangible data that you can verify, validate? Or is it just something that's been imposed? We believe because why? Well, just because. That's a pretty, pretty feeble reason for believing something. Just because. Honest truth seekers never become know-it-alls. See? Dogen Zenji talks about this. See? He said, see, if you ever reach the point where you know it, he said, you've completely missed the path. This old master says, honest truth seekers never become know-it-alls. There is always room to improve yourself as well as your knowledge. That's what our practice is about. We are trapped in the realm of samsara. Watch your greed. Watch your anger. Watch right now how you resist. See, You are making judgments based on a belief system right now about what I'm saying. Some of you have very strong feelings about that. Say, that old bastard doesn't know what he's talking about. See? I'm just talking about what my own experience has been in the practice. See? Honest truth seekers never become know-it-alls. There is always room to improve yourself as well as your knowledge. When you know it all, when you believe that you have all the answers, you have, in fact, lost it all. Nothing remains but a hollow shell. See, that's what we become. Insensitive. See, and then what do? Because you live in a place of great boredom. So you entertain yourself with your greed. See, many things. You bomb yourself with all kinds of electronic devices. See, watch you pick up your phone. You can't live without doing this. See, whatever happened, how did we get by before we had cell phones? Somehow we still overpopulated the world, and maybe that's why. We had to find something to do. See? But think about, watch yourself. See, what you hold valuable. See, watch how quickly, for most of you, when you leave here this morning, how quickly you have to reach that cell phone to see what's so important. And you know what's so important? You look, and there's Charlie. Here's a selfie of me at Disneyland. Wow. Here's a selfie of me going into the liquor store. Wow. These are the important things. I just bought myself a new blouse. Oh, God. Let me go more and more. Insanity. When all of the stuff that's going on around you. Can you ever cure samsara? No. If you try to work in samsara, it's always delusional. However, we do take steps to reduce suffering wherever we are. When I'm sitting here in a state of samadhi, something always will come through that I can do. See, I'll look down, and for me, there will be an envelope from Smile Train. So it says in there, for $250, I can give a little kid a chance. See, do I believe them? Absolutely. Absolutely, I believe them. I've checked them out. See? $250. How many of you would donate $250 to literally save the life of a little kid? Because particularly in some of the Asian countries, or most anywhere, if you see that cleft palate, see, they will become monsters. They will be hidden. See, I sometimes used to put the pictures that they'd send me up on the wall. For $250, you can transform a life. The one little girl showed the thing, clear up deep, see? Chinese, when they fixed it, she was beautiful. Do you know what a difference it means in her life? Just that much. How many of you would put $250 out for a kid? But did you put $600 or $700 out for your phone? Isn't that interesting? What you're willing to invest in because of your belief system. See, do something, see, do something, see, to try to bring harmony here. Do you understand? I don't know where the money goes. I simply take care of this. And I know for myself, I have a greater sense of peace. I have a greater sense of accomplishing something when I write that check. See, and I send it off. Where does it? It impacts here. See, and at this point, my samadhi, if I see from this state, see, is in separation. But if I can free myself from my belief system, it is my belief system that keeps me trapped in this hollow shell. It is just a belief system that makes me think this separation is real. A meaningful life is about who you are, not what you have, not what you know. It's about why you do what you do. See, Shakyamuni talked about right intention. Right intention. See? What kind of intention do you have? See? You are who and what you are. And it shows. See, some of you don't realize that when you leave here, we all get together and talk about you. We see you. See, we always assume that when we leave the room, they don't all get together to talk about us. But they do. I'll alert you to that. Most everybody comes into my dog son room and says, Nyogen, I got a list of people I want to talk about. Did you see this? Did you see? I'm joking. But it's true. Everybody sees us. We think that they don't. Isn't it interesting? We think we operate in a dark. See, we don't. It says, you are who you are and what you are. And it shows, no matter how good you might be at controlling your behavior with your intellect. You can pretend. I've talked about this before. See, we can pretend that we're enlightened. But wait until either I make the comment that I don't think you're enlightened, the door is slammed, we don't see you again, you're going down the street where somebody will tell you that you're enlightened. See? Or you can walk along in this very compassionate, wonderful state of being, see, until somebody doesn't show you appreciation. And then what happens? Dana is giving without any expectation of return. I simply give here. See, when I give, and I can go through a long list, another goodie for me are Doctors Without Borders. See? But when I give to Smile Train or Doctors Without Borders, I don't expect to be thanked. I give because it brings harmony to where I live. See? I don't need to see the result. Sure, Doctors Without Borders, some of you give there too, see? And again, I'm not pushing that. I'm just saying, do something. Don't constantly feed your greed. See, how many cell phones do you have? How many electronic devices do you have? I'm watching us here. We got a high-end computer down there. I forget what we put in. $4,500. It's been several years. We had to have it. Nobody uses it. Barely. Did we really need that? We were going to do all of this amazing editing. My God, we could do it with a little laptop. See, we got to have. No, we have to give away. We have to give away. See, going through the motions of being enlightened does nothing if the mind is not open to and in pursuit of the fundamental internal change. See, do you really, see, want to evolve past this realm of samsara, see, into the realm of a Buddha? What is a Buddha? A Buddha is a sentient being who never leaves the state of samadhi. What is samadhi? Okay, at the very simplest level, sitting here, see, absolutely clear. Can you do that? Don't try to understand the talk. See, do you believe in Buddhism? Do you believe in Buddha Dharma? You don't believe that a Buddha can understand this pathetic little talk I'm giving? Do you really believe that you have to put your egocentric intellect to work to grasp what I'm talking about? And that the Buddha mind can't get it? That's pathetic. See, that's pathetic. See, you don't have to get involved in the picking and choosing mind. That's what the Shinshin Ming says. The supreme way knows no difficulty. What is the supreme way? Folks, what is the only way you can know? Can you see this now? Can you ever find a time when you're not in the now? See, that'll be an interesting question at the time of your death. See? The now. See, Do you believe there is something outside of this? If you do, see, that's folly. See, you are trapped in a delusional state. Now, can you sit here with this clear? Absolutely clear. See, it's an interesting thing. You may actually hear the talk, see, if you stop talking to yourself. It's funny the way it works. See, if we can't stop talking to ourselves, you never hear the talk. That's what Buddha talks about. See, I was looking in the Acchakantika, see, those who have no Buddha nature. Well, that isn't what it is, misunderstood. But so long as you're trapped in your delusional thinking, you cannot, see, manifest Buddha Dharma. It's that simple. See, and you have to leave that state. See, the state of seeking for the enlightened way. See, and then you leave that realm. Fear and belief cause many of us to reject fundamental internal fear, see, and belief. See, reject fundamental internal change. The truth is most meditators eventually decide that meditation does not do anything for them, or at least not enough to be worth the effort and time required for long-term commitment. And that's true. See, think about yourselves in here. Now, we're kind of unique. We have a very small core that sits every retreat. And some of you are beginning to see this. Can you see this now? Are you aware that you're sitting there alone? Also, are you aware of this sense of separation? See, this is the duality that the great Obaku says you have to push through. See? And then he gives you the response. How do I push through this sense? And by the way, neuroscience and quantum physics knows that this is, see, an illusion. See, this sense of separation. See, now sit quietly. You should be sitting. That quiet state, this is the beginning, the surface, see, of this state of samadhi. Now, we have to sustain the effort. And you can't do it by thinking about it. See, we do it by practice. See, we do it by practice. And at some point, see, they talk about severing the root. Cut. See, and this sense of separation, see, there is no distance here. This is why it's so fun when they start playing with entanglement. See, space and time, it's simply a way of accommodation. It doesn't have any reality other than that. Accommodating this so we can talk, so we can be involved. See? When this duality drops, how do I do this? The great Obaku said, don't think about your thoughts. What also did he say? I have no doctrine and I have no dogma to give you. One of the greatest Chan masters. See? He doesn't give you religion. Shakyamuni said the same thing. He said, I simply give you a raft to hold on to. This is our raft. Can you sustain this now? Can you sustain this? Fear and belief. See, the truth is most meditators, and we know that. How many people do we see come through? Because the transformation doesn't take place. Because they don't make the effort. A few pretend that their effort has made them superior. Well, I've seen this, see, and I don't want to go into it, see, but those of you who hung around for a while, you know where they get the people who posture, see, and elevate themselves, see. A few pretend their efforts have made them superior. However, the more honest and objective of the failed meditators give up in frustration or due to simple lack of interest and soon forget about it. Those are the honest people. I like that. Those are the honest folks. See, I'm not hanging out a shingle coming here, and in a couple of hours you'll experience what it took the Shakyamuni Buddha 6 years of nearly killing himself. 20 minutes, see, and we'll take care of it for you. To actualize practice, the first and most necessary ingredient is a sincere desire to grow the quality of our consciousness, to evolve our being. Can you get quiet again? Did you see how you're caught in your head right away? There you are talking. See, it's really amazing to me. Can't stay out of the head for any length of time. To evolve past the limitation, see, of that I'm trapped in this shell. If I can come out, see, then I move into an amazing place where the barriers, the boundaries, see, have pushed so far back that they appear to be infinitely far away. Infinite possibilities here now. See, if you can't see this, the potential of this, that's because you're caught in your belief system. To permanently change a deeply, personally held belief system, it's necessary to practice. See? The second most necessary ingredient is to have the courage to change. The courage to face your fears. See, to face death and personal destruction. For that's the story your ego will tell you that you've got to be very careful about. You've got to watch out. See, the fact is, ego is movement. See, are you thinking? Are you talking to yourself? When we sit retreats, are you fantasizing about the past, fantasizing the future, trapped in your likes and your dislikes, constantly talking to yourself? See, ego, this sense of isolated separation, has to have movement. And the interesting part about it is empty. See, like when Shikhan sent me the thing on where they're finding the new antibiotics they desperately need. See, the old antibiotics aren't working. See, they know that. We have strains of disease out there that antibiotics can't impact. One of them, they said, was this form of tuberculosis. We need new antibiotics. Where are we going to get them? See, go into the laboratory and mix chemicals around. See, where are we going to get them? You know where they're getting them? Out of dirt. Isn't that beautiful? Out of dirt. That's just amazing to me. And when Shikhan sent that to me, I sent him back the response. I talked about this Thursday because he had sent it to me just that, see. I sent it back and I said, an old master was asked, what is dirt? And his response was, mind is dirt. Do you believe that? Do you get that? What's the story of Shakyamuni? See, and I can see right away. Do you see your belief system? Just a big blank wall. See? It is. It is. It's practicing magic. Witch doctor kind of magic. See, they use petri dishes. They use microscopes. See, they use, I don't know what, I'd have to get Shikhan, he's the doctor, to give me all the fancy terms that these people are looking into. But the witch doctor, what does he use? He may use chicken bones, ashes, rattles, see? Little ayahuasca, see? But they're both healing from nothing. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that you're not fascinated by it? I just find that stunning. See, they're moving in. See, at some point, just like once they understand true entanglement, at some point, they'll work that out to where you'll go in and your belief system will be a little, and he'll have an overpowering sense of samadhi. You're healed. Oh, thank you. And it'll be really non-intrusive. Does that exist? Do you believe that? Well, my Dharma grandfather, Kori Roshi, demonstrated it in hospitals. See, your belief system keeps you trapped. See, necessary to face your own destruction, to face, see, your own fear of death. See, we're playing in this most amazing place, and you keep yourself trapped here. See, and this is what the Shakyamuni said. See, yes, everyone in this place is terminal. Why aren't you jumping around about it? Why aren't you throwing your body on the floor? See, every one of you is terminal. See, isn't it amazing? And there's no reaction. Go and just scream and start throwing yourself and rolling around. No, please, God, don't let this happen to me. See, but you're all terminal. How can you be so content? Give me my cell phone. Learning to meditate is like learning to play a musical instrument. It takes a serious, steady effort before you should expect to make music instead of a screeching sound. How many of you were in screeching sounds during the last session? See? It takes dedication over a much longer time before you can master the basics of the instrument and play it well. Unfortunately, most people who pick up an instrument and give it a try give up before they ever learn to play it well. So it is with meditation. As mentioned previously, going through the motions, or in the analogy of pretending to play, see, we've got that out there. Please come to my concert. And I want you to pay a lot of money. Are you impressed? Did you get your money's worth? See, pretending that you're a concert pianist doesn't carry the day. And the same thing, that person does not appreciate the beauty, see, of the transformation of true Zazen. Meditation is thus an act of non-doing. See, it is an exercise in removing enough of the contrasting clutter of your mind. Some of you, you know, what's going on in your head right now? Getting rid of that, see, to where you can get a glimpse of the real you. This is just a peek. You just a peek. But watch how you've already closed the door. Meditation is then, thus an act of non-doing. See, the point is to quiet, see, your operative intellect so that you can experience consciousness directly by reducing the variations, the comparisons, and the contrasts that the ego intellect imposes upon consciousness. Where is consciousness? We can call it this state of awareness. And the intellect, trapped in the six senses, chattering, imposes, see, through the belief system, on this. If you can stay still for a second, this is where the path is. And if you can sustain this, see, freed from all of this, and this is what's so hard, if you can't see this even, if you can't quiet this enough, then Zazen, see, is not the vehicle for you. And I don't care where you seek, if it's simply a matter of finding a belief system, none of it will save you. See, you will at some point have to come to terms with samadhi, a state of non-distracted awareness. See, here it is. Now take care of it. For those who can hear, see, this then, see, becomes the siren call. This is what we seek to maintain. And do you see how simple it is? Stay awake. Stay awake. Now, again, here is the point where we have to have trust. I can sustain this. And if you do, you will in fact experience changes. In this room, for some of you who don't know, there are people in this room who have experienced the changes. And they begin to realize that this becomes profound. This goes beyond the barriers of birth and death. This is the eternal state of the awakened mind. He said, thinking that you can effectively live and work in the middle ground between bold leaps and dogmatic limitations is no more than a comforting delusion. See, if you can find something nice, see, something soothing for me, so that I don't have to take any time away from my iPhone or the television, see, or whatever diversions that you use to keep yourself trapped in that delusional state, to get out of the box. What box? Are you in this box? Do you feel the separation? To get out of this box, you must first step over the edge. Can you see the edge? See, this is to step from the top of a 100-foot pole for koan practitioners. Can you see? You have to step over the edge. See, can you see this? To step over the edge. An act too frightening and intimidating for most box dwellers, who will always find plenty of good reasons why it's actually better to stay safely in the box. Your belief system, do you believe that? Are you willing to step over the edge? See? It is a mistake to let the fear of going from the frying pan into the fire prevent you from getting out of the frying pan. See? Open-minded skepticism, careful study, and a willingness to work and learn can enable you to get out of the box without getting hurt, burnt, or deluded. Joy is self-awareness, unconditionally enjoying its existence. See? And whatever, see, it creates, and whatever else there is, see, is beyond the state of knowing. It has to be realized, and then it has to be actualized. See, and that's from this old master. And just in closing, what I'll say is, for those of you who have a lot of confusion, this all comes from Tom Campbell. This is what he's talking about in My Big Toe. Thank you.